Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Smelly
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Interface complete.
Yeah, man, we up in the building. You already know what time it is. Your boy DJ Smells So Good. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and get this thing started. And welcome to Let's Learn a Language Tuesday. But I got a little spin on today, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I wasn't in the building yesterday. Held it down for the kids, you know what I'm saying? And chaperone at the Dr. Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying, birthday celebration and parade. And went down, you know what I'm saying, down here, down to, well, actually in the hood, right off of Martin Luther King Boulevard, Tampa, Florida, 813. Popped off, shouts out to all the high schools, and the special junior high school that came out. Sly Middle School was the only middle school that was involved in the parade, the entire parade, out of, I believe, like 8 high schools. So, you know, I want to send a big shout out to them, you know what I'm saying, and also dedicate some of this show to them, you know what I'm saying, because them young brothers and sisters came out And, you know, this is, and I don't mean black or white, you know what I'm saying? And I mean sisters as in, and brothers as in bondmanship of, you know, as band members, you know what I'm saying? They don't see color, you know, they see instruments, which is a beautiful thing. So they came out and really just, you know what I'm saying, first parade, the band director, shouts out to Mr. Lyles, you know what I'm saying, did it real big. And the drum director, you know what I'm saying, they really held it down, man. They only been with the school, with the band for less than a year now, you know what I'm saying, haven't even got a full year in yet. And already in the parade, already got, you know, bands was wanting to challenge them and everything. It was real good. Check the YouTube. I will have YouTube posted, you know what I'm saying, Sly Middle School. And you'll be able to check it out, man, you know, live. They played right along with the high school boys and just, you know, really surprised the high schools, you know. And it just shows you, you know what I'm saying? You can't underestimate your youth, you know what I'm saying? You got to start young. The young will always pick up more information, you know what I'm saying, than you know, whatever state that you are in. You know what I'm saying? Guaranteed. So, I had a great day. Shout out to all the parents, you know what I'm saying, that participated. Came out and chaperoned, you know what I'm saying? We had like a couple of fallouts, you know what I'm saying? You know. Big ups to the little boy that fell out, but he all right, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the other little boys that you know, and all the women, all the girls, you know what I'm saying? The girls strong. I mean, these little kids, you know what I'm saying, they march over a mile and a half. And when you see the instruments that they was holding, you're going to be like, whoa. And I mean, they played the entire time. This is over, I know it took at least 2 hours. I mean, they played like 2 hours straight. So, you know, big ups to all the high schools. Big ups to all the dance troops that came out. The little military academies that came out and represented, you know what I'm saying, they schools and stuff like that. Shouts out to Choppers. Seen Choppers up there. Seen one of my old friends, Miss Paula, who I ain't seen in a good while. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to her. Choppers hair studio, you know what I'm saying, barbershop. They were doing it real big, man. A lot of people out there, Eminem out there, you know what I'm saying? Eminem DJ, he out there representing, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. Tom G, Young Fetty, and all them boys came out, you know what I'm saying? Announcing their projects. Hit the YouTube, of course. Or go to iCliffs.com/WDGE. And there I have, you know, a lot of, you can see the full videos. Because on the YouTube, you know what I'm saying, I have to shorten the videos to 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? But if you check out the iClips, you see the full, you know what I'm saying, parade, the whole thing in its entirety. You know what I'm saying? I had a whole thing posted there in its entirety, so you check that out. But if you missed it, you know what I'm saying, you didn't miss it, because all you got to do is check it out. Got 8-1 Trizzy in the motherfucking busy. Early,
yes, sir.
Mofo, what's happening?
I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying, Mo. Business as usual.
Yeah, man, you know. Check out the parade yesterday?
Oh, you got it posted already? I was on the site.
No, I ain't got it posted yet. Yeah, I'm doing all the videos right now, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was just checking out the site and everything. I was on your page.
Which one, the web page or?
I was on both. I went to Blog Talk Radio, then I was on your MySpace.
No. Yeah, I got a web page. I got my own web page now. But I ain't paid for the domain yet, because I'm still, you know, editing and putting pages up on it and all that kind of shit. And I'm waiting on my damn mixtape covers. I'm going to say, fuck it, and make them my own. And just post my shit up. You feel me? I'm going to pull an Ashwood on them and shit. You feel me? I got to pull an Ashwood on it. You know? How about you? I know you get your name coined and shit, too. Certain things that you do,
yeah.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
like, man, well, you know, I'm full of Ashwood on them just because, you know, what the fuck happens, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to pull a wreck in the game on them, goddamn, smash their ass, you know what I'm saying? But yesterday, man, I got a lot of footage. I got, I don't even know how many, hold on. I got 23 photos.
God damn. It was going hard.
Yeah, this is, you know, I burnt up 2 batteries. So I was trying to reserve, actually. I didn't even want to be flicking because I knew I ain't have all my juice. But right. Shit, let's see, 23 photos and 23 videos.
Mm-hmm.
23 video clips with over 159 megs of video.
Oh, you was going in. You was going
yeah,
in.
I was filming all, man. I was trying to get it all. But they came out, man. Let me cue up one of these. One of the high schools came over. I mean, and they were battling like, like beat for beat at first, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the just started shining on them and shit, man. I mean, I got these little kids just started going off on them. Other high schools stopped. I mean, they tried to play, but the kids just drive their ass out. I mean, them little groups are strong. I mean, they got a strong-ass fucking marching band, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. The little sixth graders, and this their first year now. So you got to imagine, most of them all are going to return next year, you know what I'm saying, for seventh grade.
Yeah.
So, next year going to be a beast. That man going to win some trophies, I'm telling you. He going to shut some bands down. Them motherfuckers don't come correct. Y'all already see. And them boy, the whole little group, man, it's, let me see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, it's at least 40 kids.
Oh, okay.
You feel me, to make up the band. Now, that's just them. Now, that's the other group, the high school, they came like, 75.
What?
At least, you know what I'm saying, they came deep, you know what I'm saying, at least 75 kids. You know what I'm saying? Man, please. Shorty tells down, man. Shorty put them in the dirt. I mean, they dance, you know what I'm saying? They got their little dance going on. I'm going to have it all posted on YouTube, though. Fuck it.
That's what I'm talking about. YouTube, that motherfucker.
Yeah, they got to worry about it. I have.
Hell yeah.
I know this shit looking shitty right now. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, you got that on your page, on your blog talk in my face. You got the site that you got to? The private site?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta check that out. I was just on there, but I didn't even I gotta look for it. You said you gotta post it on there, so I definitely check it out.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on with this video though? That shit looking. Kind of weird. All right. Yeah, so just holding it down for them today, man. Mr. Lyles was the band director and everything. He did a good job, man. I mean, but the one thing, of course, with everything, you always going to have some assholes in the group. So, motherfucking town police department, once again, you know what I'm saying, gets the motherfucking thumbs down, you know what I'm saying, for their participation. Yeah, they came out, man, tried to rush the fucking kids, you know what I'm saying, tried to make them damn near run, you know what I'm saying, through the parade and shit, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because the high schoolers, of course, when they come out, you know what I'm saying, like all high schools do, they do their little dance, and you know what I'm saying, they clown, you know what I'm saying, take break, but that's what the parade is for, that's what everybody coming to see, you know what I'm saying, these motherfuckers, man, they was trying to prevent all of that shit, dog. I mean, they was trying to stop all of that shit. Militant they do a four-part set, you know what I'm saying, like, they whole band break down and do shit. You feel me? And shit, they was at the end, and it was like, yeah, the band director say, man, the police came up to him, and he ignored them. You know what I'm saying? The police came up to our band, to Mr. Lyles, and was like, you know what I'm saying, move the group, you know what I'm saying? Because they take a pause, because they got the drums, the horns and everything in the front, drums in the back, so they take a pause. You know what I'm saying? To allow the drums to raise, you know what I'm saying? And then to start to play. And then when they start playing, that's when they move again. So every time they start to pause, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucking police will rush up, tell them something. Keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Just totally trying to rush the kids and shit, man. They were very rude. Very rude. You know what I'm saying? But the kids maintained, man. They still kept their composure. You know what I'm saying? Marched the entire way from Lake and 12th Street, you know what I'm saying, which was Reagan's Park, you know what I'm saying, they marched all the way from Reagan's Park, all the way to motherfucking 22nd and Osborne, past 22nd and Osborne, because they marched all the way to the back of Middleton Field, to to the football field. You know what I'm saying? So that was like 2 miles, dog. They walked 2 miles with their instruments over 2 hours.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, I give it up to them motherfucking little boys, girls. I give it up to all the teams, you know what I'm saying, at the high school, you know, because, you know, and it wasn't hot, so that was one cool thing. Well, it was pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? You had a little breeze and shit, so, but, you know, man, please. I'm carrying the water cooler, nigga, and I was like, damn, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? I had the water cooler for the kids, nigga. I'm sucking down water like a motherfucker. I'm like, shit, I ain't trying to dehydrate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was
a good day, man. Everybody had a good time, you know what I'm saying? We all all marched, you know what I'm saying? Some camera crews and stuff was out there, seen the hood, you know what I'm saying? The hood was all out there, you know what I'm saying? So,
Gotta see that footage, man. I look forward to that footage.
Tom G was out there, got him, you know, he stopped through real quick, you know what I'm saying? Told me what was going down with him. Kept it moving, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Jet Set was out there selling the shirts and everything. Had his dedication to Martin Luther King going on, you know what I'm saying? And it was going down, man. Everybody had a good ass time, man, you know?
That's what's up.
Had a good time. So, Queen my dog, my brother. Queen my dog.
Queen my dog. Queen my dog. Yeah.
Quick crusade to you, man. Yeah, Tuesday time for learning the language, brother. Are you ready? Yeah, man, it's going down. Just a second. Let me get my shit popped up. You know what I'm saying? In about 43 minutes, people, we're going to get to the nutty news of the day.
Nutty news?
Yeah, no. Going down with old.
Timmy!
Yeah. Shout out to Timmy, man. He be hitting that good shit. You know what I'm
saying?
Dragon,
man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I be telling them. You know, I don't know what the hell they be thinking. You know, shouts out to old Ack, man, you know.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Ack the Fool, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride. Yeah.
I ain't got no damn record ride, but all right. Hey, man. Oh, motherfucking Jolly Bo sent me a motherfucking drop. You know what I'm saying? Talking about something.
Hell yeah.
DJ Big Dog. What? I sent that bullshit back. I said, nigga, my name ain't no motherfucking DJ Big Dog. The fuck
that nigga
that?
Said I sent that shit back. Oh, wow.
Man,
I never hear no
shit
like that.
That fucking shit back, man. Yeah, fuck around playing
that,
that bullshit.
Shit back.
That shit, man.
Yeah,
fuck
hell
around.
Yeah.
Nigga ain't
sending
me another one. Nigga, I don't need another one then, nigga. Shit.
Hell
can't
yeah.
Get right, motherfucker. Shit. The fuck kind of shit is that?
Hell no, DJ.
That shit, that was crazy, man. Let me get a shout out to old Bottoms up.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is DJ Biggs coming to you live and direct from Bottoms Up, the only spot that matters, baby, the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, as always, DJ MTP in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Biggs. You heard me, baby.
That's real.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Y'all, we is moving on today. We is moving on.
That's right. That's what this year is all about, moving on.
We is on numbers. That's what we talking about today. We talking about these motherfucking numbers. Yeah. That's what we need to be learning, numbers, goddammit. You already know, huh?
Hell yeah.
These numbers together and shit. Switch these number games up on there. That's what we need to do, huh? Start talking in African with these numbers on their ass. They ain't gonna know what the fuck going on. Like, what the hell are they? Are they talking African? Hey, guys.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
I didn't mean to do that, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Punk-ass computers. But you know, that's how we do it live in space, man. When you in space. You know what I'm saying? When you in space. All right, let me cue up a little motherfucking, let's see if we do some jazz.
Kenny G.
Nigga, all
shout
the
out to DJ Party Time.
Oh, Kenny G. Yeah, Party Time. What the hell are you at? Matter of fact, call his ass up.
Yeah, I chirped him last night. I told him, I was like, man, we came over there looking for you. And he said he was working. Yeah, he was tied up.
Yeah.
I chirped him last night.
Been doing the work thing, been trying to know we got to stack that paper, man.
Yeah.
Everybody got to get on the damn stack of paper and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not a lot of my Spanish people.
¡Feliz Año Nuevo!
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't tell y'all before, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get this thing cracking right. Start that thing on right there. Pour up the bubble up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Toast the glass, you know what I'm saying? And let's go ahead and get into it. Kenny, start that thing off for us, homie. Yeah. All right. First language we finna get off into is the Zero. You know what I'm saying?
African.
Let me turn my volume up so I can hear some shit. And this is the Afrikaan Learning Language Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
Afrikaan.
We are studying the Afrikaan language, A-F-R-I-K-A-A-N. And yes, I am an Afrikaan.
Gone. There you go.
I don't give a damn what anybody else says out there, but thank you for letting me know. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Sadie J. Kui, my dog. And Krute, you know what I'm saying? Mafran Red Shades. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Mrs. Mafran Red Chase is in the building. Manel, Steady J. You know what I'm saying? Queep my dog. Crook day to both of y'all. Yeah, that's what time it is. Yeah, no. I don't be in there. I be blasting off, man. You know what I'm saying? On the economical. So I don't be on the bridge all the times. But, I happen to pop on over there and see somebody making out and off in my chat room and shit. I ain't know what the hell was going on. What is going on? I'm charging $25 for the bridge rental, goddammit. I need my money up front. And y'all know what I'm talking to. Know what I'm talking to. I'm pulling the straight Coco's Lounge move.
No, he didn't. Nigga said
Coco's
Lounge move.
I'm pulling a Coco's, nigga. Anytime you want to swindle somebody, that's called pulling a Coco's, goddammit.
Oh, that's fucked up. Wow.
Oh, man.
We live it. We live it. And we live.
Fuck it,
man. This is what it is, man. It's the best
man.
Show right here, man.
Fuck Coco Lounge. They already know what time it is.
You
motherfuckers going to hell. Oh, heading up well. Man, please.
I thought this was the last night.
Did you get the text message from Crime City?
Nah, nobody gave me nothing. What happened?
Let me send that over to you. Let me forward that over to you.
Hell yeah.
Man, let me forward that over to you.
Read that out. Nutty news shit.
Read it to you first. This is a quick nutty news break. You know what I'm saying? This is a project service announcement. Now, people, if y'all don't understand what that means,
and
this is a ghetto service announcement. You know, friend of projects, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, we're finna rock on now for this service announcement. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how I do.
Yeah,
there we go. This is a project service announcement. Cutting, CUDDIN, Cutting Entertainment is a janky ass promoter.
Uh oh.
This is coming from Crime City Records. This just in.
Wow.
The white man is all for himself and should not be able to rob our talent. Don't go to Coco's on the 19th to perform for them crackers. Pass it on. I bleed trouble, so don't get fucked up. Peace.
Wow. Thank you, City.
Crime City Records.
Wow.
That's the text that I got. Isn't that scary?
You know what? I did get that text. Party Time sent me that shit.
Did you want to receive that text? I wouldn't want that one.
Wow.
Hey, did you get the other motherfucking little chain letter texts, man, they've been sending out lately talking about this bitch got AIDS and shit?
Oh, nah.
She's bitter. Hold on, man. Because they sent this shit out about this other nigga, man, named City Boy. I seen this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is y'all sending me, man?
Uh-huh. Wow, yeah. That's crazy.
That's it. And they got a picture now. Redbone bitch. Talking
about
and everyone you know.
They
even,
got a picture.
Even woman.
Yeah,
this girl is walking around with HIV, and she is very bitter about it. She states that she wants to pass it on to every woman and man that she can pass it to. So please, guys, forward this message to all your sisters, female cousins, and guy friends. Guys, please send this message to everyone who cares about so that we can help each other live a long and healthy life. And please use condoms. I'm awesome. Now, the thing that pisses me off, because that comes from a nigga that, you know what I'm saying, is my homeboy, but like I explained to my other homeboy, it don't matter who the fuck it came from. That ain't the original sender of the motherfucker.
Yeah.
So he don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, but damn, man, they using the same goddamn little message, and they putting different pictures and shit on it.
Wow.
And they'll flip the man from a woman, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, man, y'all motherfuckers crazy, man. It's all good. Yeah, they always doing that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta stop that shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, that shit ain't funny. That's some serious shit right there.
Yeah, man. You know, you start spreading news like old LP tried to spray my name, talking about motherfucking police. Fuck, nigga, don't you ever spray me like that, nigga. Hit your ass like motherfucking on. Call your ass
Aaron
up,
Woody,
nigga.
Meet me to drink.
Yeah, hello. It's Mike there. Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch. My crotch. Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Yeah, motherfucker, you. Shit. Fuck with me. All right, y'all. We got past the blunt in the background. You know what I'm saying? Some smoke music for all y'all potheads out there. I don't know any myself. But, you know, I don't know no potheads, man. Didn't I just say that? I don't know you, brother.
I'm just telling you. I'm an economical head.
Yeah, that's real. I'm an economical pressured individual. See, that's me. See, I'm economically pressured.
That's what it is.
I'm economically pressured. Yeah. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, check it out. First one. What? No. No. No.
No.
Damn, she can't say it any slower, huh? All right. To us, we would probably say no, but they say no. So no means zero. See how Craig done took a language already, man. Right there. No. Zero. Same shit, bitch. No. No means zero. Can you get any? No. How much you want? No. How much you getting? No.
How many records you sold? No.
No. Zero. N-U-L means zero. So if you ever see that anywhere, null, which looks like null, is pronounced no. First word of the day is no. N-U-L. Number zero. Going to know all the way up to 26, people. Going all the way up to 26. Ian. E-E-N. Ian. So I need to cut the music off. Everybody can hear this. Ian. Can you hear that?
Ian.
Well, fuck it. If you can't hear it, take your ass to www.byki.com and goddamn download the motherfucking list and study along shit. That was a fucking time,
yeah.
You know, I'm just here to goddamn give you a little fucking taste of what the fuck to do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't here to goddamn teach no lesson shit. Trying to teach my motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? Everybody go to www.byki.com. Download your free language learning software. Fuck the Rosetta Stone. You know what I'm saying? Don't go and be getting all that paid for bullshit. You know what the hell? Y'all better stop turning on the goddamn TV. You're going to end up paying for your life. They already tell you motherfuckers, watch your life on the History Channel. The motherfucker gonna tell me something. Watch the end of your life appear right in front of you. What? Then they go into the Survivor little series show and shit. What this dude telling you what's going, how he gonna survive after the, you know, the world turned to shit or whatever. Y'all crackers got some fucking. Y'all got some bad please. If you motherfuckers still watching TV, man, I'm telling you now, you better turn the fucking boob tubes off. You better turn the boob tubes off. Fuck, I ain't even going to the movies. You know what I'm saying? All that fuck shit they keep motherfucking putting up there. Alright, better make your own movie. Life is a movie. Make your own shit. Me and Ashwood, what? We make movies. Not that DJ Khaled bullshit either. Not no music, nigga. We make a movie, nigga. Fuck going on.
Movies, my nigga.
Happy birthday to Jet Set. You know what I'm saying? Brother in the background celebrated his birthday yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Turned old 57. You know what I'm saying? They're twirling the cane, goddamn. Doing his thing. All right, y'all. Like Mary J. said, I'm the Ian. Oh. I'm the Ian. Yeah. That means one, goddammit. Shit. Y'all know what the hell I'm saying? Ian. One. Ian. E-E-N. Ian. Ian. Right. Next one. Queer. T-W-E-E. Number two is Twea. Twea. Didn't we say that when we was babies? I guess we were saying two. Twea's like three for us. Twea. Can I get Twea, please?
Twea.
You want Twea? A Twea. I think we always said Twea. Yeah, three, because we couldn't never get that throw out of there. So that the TW always rolled over. So Twea. Yeah. Well, that's two, people. Twea.
Twea.
Twea. With an R in it.
Twea.
Like saying Thria, but Twea. Twea. Twea.
Thria. Thria.
No, it's T-W-E-E, so it's Twea. Twea. The E is pronounced A. So it's like the R, making the R sound. Twea. Like
Twea.
T-W-E-A. Twea. Twea.
Twea.
Twea.
Twea. How many chips you want? Twea.
Twea. I want this ass Twea. Twea. Twea times. Twea times. Twea times.
Twea.
Three. Motherfucker, that's our shit. Three. D R I E. But it's like, it's with a D, though. See, they bring out, really, they pronounce the D real strong. But you got to, like, spit on yourself, Dan, then swallow your tongue. Three. Three.
Three.
Three.
Three.
Three. Like you're saying E 400 times and shit. Three.
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 Goddamn, swallow your tongue to say that. Because you got to drop the D. Three. Yeah, like practice that, people. You just got to practice. Three.
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 Three. Three. Three.
Three.
See, we so used to saying three anyways, you feel me? So it's kind of, you know.
Three.
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 Three. Three. Three. If we sound fucked up, people, don't be laughing at us, goddamn it. Shit. Motherfuckers try to learn some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They queen and dogging up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Let me go ahead. Make a man. Go ahead, goddamn. Motherfuckers in here trying to motherfucking laugh and shit. Let me go ahead and tell y'all motherfuckers one little announcement.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
If I come to your door, you already know. I'm bad, y'all.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Well, bitch, you better smoke some weed and revive yourself. Weed is fundamental, people. Let's put some African music on in the background. Shit, the hell I'm doing. Forgot I even got all this damn Mapuka music. This Mapuka music. I have Mapuka music. I play my Afuka. Hold it. Wah-wah. Man, if you don't turn that shit off, that wah-wah bullshit. Hell nah, yo, soul player Snoop Dogg. No, my gay man. My name is Gay Man. Gay man. No, not like the sissy gay man. No, we don't play that shit. I don't play that shit. Let me play my song. I get jiggy with this shit. Can't get jiggy with this shit. Ooh, wah, wah. Ooh, wah, wah. All right, y'all. Should make you get you in the African mood, African spirit. Whoa, everybody go put your dashikis on right now. Put a spear in your hand or something. I don't know. Shit, I ain't been to Africa yet. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Mm-hmm. Stepping off the plane, you know what I'm saying? With a bone in my motherfucking head and shit. Bedrock, goddammit. What's up? I don't know. Shit. That's a depiction I get off TV. You know what I'm saying? Got to put a plate in my lip now and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. It's all good, though. Whatever I got to do to get back to my roots. Let's get it. Just don't cut off my feet. You know what I'm saying? Can't be cooting around this motherfucker. You know. All right, here we go, people. Y'all ain't get it. Go to www.byki.com. Plus, we're going to come back to it anyway. So keep practicing. Three. All right. Now, this when I say this, and let me first go ahead and count up in German. You got number one, Ein. Ein. Zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn. All the way to 1 through 10. All right, so vier, which is what I'm finna say, is what? Vier, V-I-E-R. They already, this shows you directly where they took our numbers from. The German language for number four is the same pronunciation. They pronounce it the same exact way. Vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun. Same exact way. I'm pointing this out because I'm telling you they're stealing the shit, people. The plagiarism. This is worldwide plagiarism. We need to sue the world. We're going to have to sue everybody, goddammit.
Everybody.
Shit, yeah, we gotta sue everybody that fall under that goddamn eight. We need our motherfucking 80-100 acres and a mule, motherfucker. Shit, bitch, y'all hold up. All right, y'all. The word for today is fear. V-I-E-R.
Fear.
But the V is pronounced F. You know, you got to always, you know, listen for the word change and stuff. You know what I'm saying? For the letter change.
Fear.
So V-I-E-R is four. Is fear number four?
Fear.
All right, moving on.
Fife.
V-Y-F. But they changed it to funf. You know what I'm saying? In German, it's funf. F-U-N-F. Funf. I believe that's how you spell it. But in our language, goddammit, fuck everybody else. V-Y-F. Fife is the number five.
Fife.
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 It's the V. But you see how the V is flipped.
Fife.
Fife. All right. Fife. Everybody keep practicing that. Fife. Go ahead and get. This is African Percussion Tribal House Music Africana in the background. All right. Let's go and move on.
Six.
Six. S-E-S, safe, is six. Cess, like cess, smoking on that cess. Smoking on that six, nigga. Smoking on that six, nigga. That what? That cess, nigga. Smoking on that cess. See, that's how you flip it up, too, now. You see what I'm saying? How you can flip-flop your language now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm smoking on that six. That what? That says. Come on, now. Come on, my black people. Come on in with me now. You got to come on in with me now. We're going to communicate. You got to come on in with me now. I'm saying now, we versatile. You feel we versatile people. That's why everybody loves us and hate us.
Hell yeah.
We got a love-hate relationship with the world right now. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. We do the fuck we do. There ain't nobody going to stop that. Get the fuck out of the way. Roll with us or get rolled the fuck over.
Fuck over.
Says. All right. Six. Whoa. Sieva. The number seven.
Sieva.
S-E-W-E. Okay, so Sieva. How the hell they get all that out of that? Sieva.
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 Sieva. Sieva. Sieva. S-E-W-E. Sieva. And don't forget, y'all, these motherfucking episodes is archived, so shit, if you want to come back and you just goddamn relearn the shit, cue your shit up, go to the, you know, download the software and then come back, you can follow right the fuck back along, trip the hell out like you was actually here again.
Yeah.
Ain't that a goddamn trip? What I'm talking about. Welcome back. Hey, welcome back. You're back. See, I'm trying to make it feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're back and shit as you listen to the archives. You know what I'm saying? Hey, this is live. Oh, but we're in the archives, bitch. Sieva. Sieva. Let me check my bridge real quick. Shout out to Steady J. Oh, okay. That's how to say it, J. Sieva. You know what I'm saying? Sieva. 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 Moving on. All right. Now, already, what did I just, when I, what is, wait, first of all, what did I just say in German for the number eight? What the fuck did I just say? Still a lot worse, people. But they spell Acht. They spell the number eight, A-C-H-T, I believe. Acht, nine. You feel me? It's still in our shit, man. A-G-T. That's our shit. Number eight. What is it saying? What is it saying?
Acht.
Make a master mix, goddammit. Acht. Still in our shit. Motherfuckers. Slow it down for you, motherfuckers. I can't, it don't matter.
Ah.
Shit.
Ah.
Ah. God damn it. Number eight. Ah. Killing our shit, man.
Ah.
It's fucked up because I learned German, you know what I'm saying? It's not, it's like I speak German fluently, you know what I'm saying? Because you motherfuckers done stole the shit.
Flag jackets, man.
Gotta beam somebody up in this motherfucker, man. God damn, boy. You start learning the language, man. It makes you feel like this here, you know what I'm saying?
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That's real. B-Mo Skype up in this mofo. What's happening? Skiz hype?
No. No.
No is zero.
No.
I ain't. Ian. Ian. There's a whole bunch of Ians.
That's the one you pick.
Okay.
I like both.
Hello, Ian
no.
Caller.
No.
Am I going to be baiting?
There's zero, motherfucker. Why you keep saying no?
I just tripping off of that shit.
Oh, no. Well, then, with the home skillet. This motherfucker said it. Jizzay up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know what time it is.
Can
if you don't.
It? Can you dig it?
Then motherfucker.
Can you dig it?
We up in this song, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Trilateral commission style. Yeah, we off in this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Goofy Bone, man, who who going through a little something, man, with the IRS, you know what I'm saying? This is how he talking to
cheap
him.
Cheap flying, no good, rotten, far-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Bitch. Yeah, he missed the bitch. You know, crackers don't really say the bitch. See, we would have said bitch. You know, that's how you're supposed to say it, but it's all good. I'll finish it off for you, Chevy. Yeah, man. Go ahead and get locked, caught, ready to rock one more time. Oh, pushed the wrong button.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, Marlboro, man. Yeah, if you don't smoke Marlboros, get your ass out of here with that shit. I'm gonna smoke Marlboros. Yeah, sorry, y'all. I had to throw the cigarette man out the window. Don't smoke Marlboros. Only sell Newports. That's what I'm talking about. All right.
Newport 100.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh. Yeah, I already know, man. We're going to get into a little bit more. Senator Jay, you in the building, man. What's going on in Texas, first of all, man?
Nothing much, man. You know, shout out to them junky-ass promoters.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Oh, man. Let's see, man. I guess we're going to have to see if the janky-assness is true, man.
Uh-oh.
All right, though. Here we go. We're going to have to see if the janky-assness is true. Let's see what the excuse is. Everybody, y'all go ahead and keep it on the low. Here we go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 81376242.
All right, people. We was going in. We was going in.
Going in.
Hey, but he wouldn't answer. All right. So, let's try to make one more call, y'all. You know how we do on Starship Smell Surprise, goddammit. Live from outer space, bitches. We're live from outer space. Hold on, we're going back in.
Am I questioning the baby? Am I questioning the baby? Going in.
A mailbox belonging to 813 16882 6 is full and cannot accept new messages.
What the
hell? Damn. Later. Goodbye.
You have to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Bullshit is that, man? Can't even goddamn call in.
Okay, I gotta talk about this event. Speaking of janky ass promoters. This is a vent that I saw year ago on here. They got janky promoter written all over it.
Oh, shit. It's getting ready to go on well.
Here in Texas. Janky.
What is it called?
Wait, it's called Jays and Forces event. I'm like, fuck out of here, man.
Jays and Forces?
Yeah, like,
what?
We still do that shit. People still
what
do those parties.
What the fuck is that? What the hell is
like
a Jays and Forces?
Like, you wear Air Force Ones or you wear Jordans.
Okay, well, who the fuck wear Air Force One?
I don't fucking wear it. To tell you the truth, I used to wear rock Air Force Ones, but I don't rock them like that no more.
I mean, I got Air Jordans because these motherfuckers is goddamn 2 for $35. Shit, bitch, the hell yeah, I'm rocking Jordans. Shit, these the cheapest goddamn shoes on the goddamn street. Fuck Air Force One. Jordans, I can get them bitches 2 for $50 all day, whatever color you want.
Well, man, fuck
you, some J's? Shit. You know what I'm saying?
1 through 23 or whatever number it is, fuck them. Yes,
man,
I'm like,
man.
Damn, niggas be paying. Dudes be ready to pay rent.
Hey, for real, for real.
Pay rent for some dudes. I'm like, God damn.
Nigga, I just went and spent $200 on these. What? Nigga, that's a quarter pound, nigga. Put $50 more, and I would have let you borrow that. We could have flipped that, and then, you know, flipped that again, and then probably went and bought some J's like 4 more times after that. Shit. I don't know, people. The highest amount I ever spent on some shoes was $80, and that was back when I was in high school, and I got my first motherfucking job. God damn it. I thought I was balling, so I said, fuck it. And went and bought me some goddamn space moon boots and shit. The felines, when they first came out, they looked like them big-ass space moon boots. That's what the fuck I was wearing, some black goddamn felines. You know what I'm saying? When I was walking around in that was high school then. Yeah, I wasn't even junior high. That was high school, nigga. That was the most expensive pair of shoes I ever fucking bought. $80 goddamn. Shit, got me fucked up. I be goddamn in a shoe that I'm gonna have to walk outside in a puddle, hit them bitches, and they get dirty. If them motherfuckers don't instantly clean themselves, shit, you got me fucked up. Bitch, I want some Back to the Future shoes.
I know, fools be ready to fight each other on some shoes.
You stopped on my jeans, nigga. I just went and bought these. Why the fuck you in the club with them on, you dumbass nigga?
Oh, no.
There's 300 people in here and shit. Like, we looking out for your dumb ass.
One of the worst things I saw, this mother and daughter were fighting each other over some J's.
Hot ghetto mess.
I mean, this daughter was whooping her mom's ass. Her mom outside, butt ass naked. Getting her ass whooped.
Man. And I didn't do
like
man.
It's not that fucking serious.
Hey. These shoes, nigga. My feet get cold, nigga. These J's got ultimate warmth and protection. Shit. You know, the Buster Browns don't keep my feet warm no more. Bitch, that's what you grew up off of, nigga. Fuck, go ahead.
You got this. Brand new and shit, man.
Hell, bitch, we grew up off of Buster Browns and flip flops and slides, nigga. We ain't know what the fuck shoes was. What the fuck you mean, dog? Goddamn J's and shit. They goddamn new age parents and shit. Got their fucking kids with goddamn $120 a fucking pair of Nikes on and shit that you stupid motherfuckers actually went in the mall and bought. Like, you did justice to the child and shit. When the motherfucking bootleg on the corner got them same goddamn J's, 2 for $25, 2 for $30. I don't buy for the bootleg. Bet you bootleg. Get your ass out of here. Cold ass out of here. Get your fuck ass out of here. Let these crackers sell you a dream, but you won't buy the, you know what I'm saying, help a nigga with his dreams. Huh? That's all that shit is. You gonna let a motherfucking cracker sell you this dream. And let you go on these motherfuckers and pay $120, $30, $40, what the fuck ever. When the same nigga on the corner, guarantee you gonna find a nigga on the corner. Or ask your homie. Somebody know a nigga that sells J's. And believe you me, I know 4 or 5 niggas in Tampa and one in Las Vegas. I be the wise one. That sells them J's for $30. 2 for $50. Shit. Oh, man, motherfuck that shit. And all the bitches gonna tear up, you feel me? Damn, man, I hate this goddamn Blog Talk Radio shit, man. They got these fucking commercials that pop up on your shit, man. they actually play on your hello, man. Y'all fuck ass advertisement, but then won't still charge us to go premium and shit. What the hell kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? Got pop-up ass and all this fuck shit. Got a fucking virus going into Debbie Daly's room. The other day, I went into a room straight up, man. Got a goddamn 25 adware viruses and malware and shit. Hit my goddamn, hit my shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, my browser will pop up. You know what I'm saying? You got a virus and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they'll let you know how malware done hit the bitch. But then, you know, I got all these goddamns. I got a security for a security for a security, goddammit. All for free, download.com. Goddammit, you better get all that shit. Fuck that pile of shit on. You motherfuckers getting crazy out here with this old motherfucking advertising, fuck up your computer shit. So, and what they're doing is they trying to deter motherfuckers from the free shit. You know what I'm saying? From wanting shit for free and actually paying for it. So then that's when you try to click on some free shit, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's from a trusted, so-called trusted site, the motherfuckers are sitting up there still hitting your ass with hitting goddamn little viruses and shit. So if you ain't protected, it might not hit you off top. But bitch, in the end, yeah, it's going to fuck your shit up. You know what I'm saying? Your shit going to start running slower than a bitch. You ain't know what happened. And that's because all the motherfuckers they're talking about, they'll give you some free shit. Yeah, they gave you some free viruses, goddammit. What the fuck they gave you?
What the fuck they gave you?
Hey. All right, y'all, let's move this motherfucker on. AGT. Number 8. All right. All right, that don't sound nothing like 9, but N-E-G-E. Near her.
Near her.
Near her. Near her. Near her.
Near her.
Near her.
Near her. Yeah, I'm going near her.
Near her.
Yeah, I'm near her.
Near her.
I'm near. Yeah, I'm near her.
Near her.
And see, that really, honestly, should make you kind of speak the language more fluently anyways, because we already talk slang. For some reason, we don't know, you know what I'm saying, why all our words just seem to form together and make one word. Because it comes from goddamn Africa. Shit. Sorry, y'all. Need that outburst. But, yeah, we got, what the fuck is this in the background? African drums. This is African drum. I'm going to tell y'all what the hell this is. This is African tribal music, drums of defiance. That's what I'm talking about. Queen of Dogs, everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, riding out. Yeah. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., you know what I'm saying, we do this. And I ain't got the 12 yet.
Match.
What?
I said I'm backing this bitch.
Oh. Nigga, I ain't know you was gone like this bitch.
Yeah, somebody, I guess it's called me to be on my show.
Who that? Miss P.I.G.?
No, that's not the truth.
You said it was lonely. You're the only one that'll talk to us. Fuck you, bitch. Get your ass out of here. Fuck Milwaukee. That was what you should have told him.
I'm going to talk to him either. I'm going to talk to the ass either. After how they came and talked to her, that was it for me. They cut off all ties of even being the middleman, trying to
niggas came.
Cool.
They came through the about last week sometime, came through and showed up, let them gay ass niggas know they was still here and shit. You know what I'm saying? Had the little fake names in the chat room. I went ahead and cussed their ass out, played the Goofy Bone song back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? Keep trying. Fuck niggas, you know what I'm saying? Play them back to back, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, boot their ass on up out the room, you know what I'm saying? Get y'all weak ass up out of here. Play that fuck shit, bitches.
That shit cracked me up. You stop playing this song.
Yeah, fuck around. I play that shit. Keep trying. It's a one night stand. No, bitch. I'm gonna play that fuck shit, man. That shit was. I don't even remember what episode that was. Going off these crazy ass. That fuck shit. All right. My bad, people. If people in the future, in the present, in the archives, we have a problem with the state, one of our fellow states. And I have to say the whole state, because you Mill Gate walking motherfuckers is harboring some Mill Gate fucking fag ass nation, fucking silly ass niggas that gonna get their ass rolled the fuck over whenever I see them. I'm gonna hit you niggas with an elbow. As soon as you motherfucker put your hand out to shake my hand, I'm gonna hit your ass with an elbow. Shake that, nigga. Dirty South, bitch. We dirty, nigga. We don't play that motherfucker. Ain't no sports. Nigga, I don't play games. There ain't no sportsmanship up in here, bitch. The fuck wrong with you? Get your ass in the face with an elbow. That's how I say hello. Huh? Come across that with a right. Bam! Hello, motherfucker. Good night, bitch. Stomp that nigga on the ground. Pull out the handy cam on his ass. See, this is what I'm talking about, nigga. T-Town, bitch. Make a beat on his face. T-Town, bitch. Fuck y'all, nigga, man.
Hey, what's the name? That's the name of that mayor, Mill Gate Walkie's Best.
Mill Gate Walkie's Best. Yeah, they love that shit. They shut that shit down by the 40s. They got 84 ounces and shit. Nigga, we don't even got no beers that big and shit. They got 84 ounces of Mill Gate Walkie and shit. We love the gay shit, you fag ass nigga. The whole ass nigga network. HONN. I gotta make me a t-shirt. Send that shit off to them niggas. They asked me to make them t-shirts. Whole ass nigga network t-shirts so they can wear around anytime they come to Tampa so they can let themselves be known. So, I did tell them I'll go ahead and, make them out some shirts and shit, you know what I'm saying? HONN, you know what I'm saying? Look on the back, whole ass nigga network, I'll go ahead and make that up, It's the least I can do. It's the least I can do.
So, Tampa, they still be coming through to our shows, fucking around for us?
Man, I don't fuck
with you, motherfucker. They ain't came to my show. Because one thing, they're not going to come to it because I don't have my chat room on BTR anymore. I do it strictly from my website.
Yeah, that's even smarter. Yeah, if you want to chat, bitch, go on and take your ass to my website. Bring more pages to the site. Yeah. That real nigga shit. Because you can embed, can't you embed Tiny Chat on your webpage, on your website?
You do a whole lot of shit. Like,
I thought Tiny Chat was embeddable and shit.
Yeah, it's embeddable, but I don't use it as much like during my show. Like, basically, I just use my Ning Network's chat room, and I had my show streams on the side, so it's playing live while they in that chat room.
Man, I'm starting though, because I just got this idea through my live stream show. I was like, damn, I can do the video show, but bitch, I can do my damn flop show. I always wanted to do my flops episode, my fake ladies officers patrolling the streets. You feel me? It's the hood spin off of cops. I can do my shit now. I got all the clips. Feel me? I got all the clips. All I got to do is, load the clips up. Again, get my music. Give me an intro. Then bam, go into that shit. You feel me? Yeah, I got to do that. I got so much footage of these crooked ass motherfucking big ass town police department. Man, please. I had to call the motherfucking supervisor on their ass the other night. You know what I'm saying? I get on the phone calling the supervisor. Bitch, tell me it's already a supervisor out. Okay, well that'll work. Shit, you tell him to holler at me when he bring his ass out here. Yeah. Don't play that dumb shit, man. You got me fucked up. Ain't nobody come down here to Tampa, Florida, man. Tell you one thing. You better be on your P's and Q's with these motherfucking police. And you goddamn better know the motherfucking law or have some kind of understanding of your fucking human rights. But if not, they're going to violate your shit as soon as you motherfucking step in the door. So unless a nigga like me around or you ain't got a camera, goddammit, your ass might be in some jeopardy and taking some false charges. And I took a couple of them in the past, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm here in the future, goddammit. Getting it on like motherfucking Marvin Gaye. You know? Shit, fuck that. I had to save some little homies the other night. Guaranteed money goons gonna beat their case. Because the motherfuckers already know. When the supervisor came out and I told that bitch, yeah, I got everything on audio and video, including this conversation that we motherfucking having right now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they tighten up. He tighten up. He ain't want to hear that. He ain't want to hear that at all. Yeah. Play that shit, man. You motherfucker gonna be fucked up, man. I got over 20 minutes motherfucking worth of false arrest, illegal search and seizure. You know what I'm saying? Waste of taxpayers' money because these bitches set their fat asses around sucking down coffee and donuts virtually to me. And that's what I say all on audio and camera. Right in front of they rookie asses. You fucked up, man. You in the motherfucking wrong neighborhood, that bullshit. Straight up. You done fell into the wrong goddamn web on me. You better not, and nobody ever motherfucking fuck around on Trey Folk. I'm not the one with that bullshit. I know my law. I know my motherfucking rights. I know freedom of speech and freedom of motherfucking press. I know I'm free and only had the right to be dumb if you motherfuckers allow me to be. And allow myself to be. So hell to the nah. I ain't finna be dumb. Go ahead and get with y'all at. I ain't worrying about you motherfucking talking about, well, sir, you're going to need to keep quiet. Keep quiet for what? I'm not impeding your investigation. I'm not addressing you at all. If I say officer this or police that, then you have a right to motherfucker say something to me. Right now, you violating my rights. I'm not even addressing you. I'm over here. I'm on the other side of the street. So you stay the fuck over there and mind your goddamn business. It won't be no problem.
So you mean to tell me that, so you know what? Your cops remind me of Dallas cops. They love fucking, they don't really fuck with you on the, like when you're in the freeway and shit. They fuck with you in the streets, like when you go in the clubs and shit. They just fuck with you. And I'm like,
oh yeah, they,
you know,
they
try to get lies out of me, man.
Man, they walked into the club. But listen, I blame this on the club. I don't give a fuck. My property is my property. Police don't pull on my property unless you got a search warrant. Period. Private property is just that. So club is private property. Even though it's open to the public, it's still private property. So if you coming up in this motherfucker and you, and yeah, now they do have the right to come up in that bitch and use the bathroom. They got the right to come up in that bitch and have a drink. Even though it's illegal for them to have a drink on duty, they have that right. Because they're just a patron. You feel me? They're not coming up in there investigating shit, so they say. But the problem only turns into when you come in and now you sit next, you sit down at the bar and a nigga is rolling up weed at the bar. Or you turn around and you see a nigga sitting at the table rolling up some weed. Now, you are taking it upon yourself to violate somebody's right because you have no search warrant. You don't see shit in here. Your eyes is on that goddamn prize of what you came in here to do. Drink or take your ass to the bathroom. Any other actions that's going on is none of your motherfucking business. It's none of your business.
Fucking nosy. Just stay out of fucking shit.
It is none of your business what's going on here. You came here, use the bathroom. Use the bathroom. Keep it moving. Your observations have nothing to do with what is going on in here. You don't have no search warrant. You don't have no probable cause for even being in here. Really, you could have chose another establishment to use the bathroom at. You just chose to come up in here.
Yeah.
But see, they let them play that bullshit. They let the motherfucking police come up in there and openly harass the fucking hell. Nah, man. I would step to the police. Listen, hey, if anything, you got to put that on the club. I'm responsible. The club is responsible for everything, every action that goes on in that club. The club is responsible for. If they allow that shit to come up in there, they are responsible for it. The patrons in that motherfucker, they ain't got shit to do with it. If you allow me to snort a goddamn line of cocaine all the way around your motherfucking bar, and you allow me to do that shit, who the fuck is responsible for that? And the police come and see a line of cocaine all the way around your bar. Exactly. The club. If you allow me to roll up a pound of reefer, spread it all the way around your bar, and motherfuckers just got a free fall for rolling up weed all fucking day long. Police come in and see a stack of motherfucking weed around the bar. Whose responsibility is that?
The bar. I mean, the club.
That's the bar. And that ain't no fault of the patrons for coming up and grabbing the blunt off that shit and rolling that shit up because they smoke weed. You supplying the shit. It's the same goddamn shit. You allow me to come up in this motherfucker and smoke my weed. You felt it in my pocket. You could at least easily, like other clubs tell you, take that shit back to the motherfucking car.
Straight up.
You felt everything that was in my pocket. You had the right there to either allow me to come in this motherfucker, and you accepted it. So therefore, I don't want to hear no bullshit after that. Or you had the right to deny my entrance and tell me to put that shit into the car.
Straight up.
You know, but that's about knowing your law. That's about knowing your rights. You know what I'm saying? You got the right to do whatever the fuck you want to do in them clubs. That's what, if they allow you to bring that shit up in there, that is your right to consume whatever the fuck you doing in that club. I'm allowing you. When you come on my property, I have the right to say, hey, get the fuck off of my shit with that weed, or bitch, you straight. If I see you selling your shit, I either say, man, get the fuck on, or I'm straight. If the police come up there, and if they go to the extent of, yeah, they got a search warrant, we've been watching this shit, so now we got a right to search everything up in here. Well, the only thing right I do have to do is tell y'all to get the fuck off my property, and then you going to search me. Now, if they follow you, and then they pull you over because they were sitting across the street, you knew they were sitting across the street, and we all knew they were sitting across the street, and you still did your transaction, had nothing to do with me. But because it's my property, it had to come at me to get to you. That is how they work. It ain't got nothing to do with me. You feel me? But they have to do, they have to cover their ass. They'll come at me, try to shut me down, make me clear the entire property. Because that's the only legal right they have. They know they don't have the right to search nobody.
That's all they could do. Yeah.
Only thing you can do is make me, make everybody, make the suspect that you're actually looking for get the fuck off the property. That's all you can do. If not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to search everything that's within the property. Okay, well, this is not none of my property. This is me. Over here, everybody else, get the fuck off my property. You have to leave now. Everybody has to leave. I don't give a damn what you're doing. Get off my property. Or I want a trespass and warrant on everybody on this motherfucker right now. Now, what the police going to do? Only thing you can do is tell everybody get the fuck off the property. They have nothing to do with the investigation. You investigating me, not my patrons. They here conducting business. Okay, so that means they need to get the fuck up out of here just like you go in any store, and they have to get the fuck up out the store.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing to do with the patrons. Come on now. But they let you, you know, think that, hey, everybody guilty in this motherfucker. Everybody gets, hell no. Hell the fuck no. But they just allow that illegal activity to go on. They allow that shit. They got something worked out with the police department and all that shit. You feel me? It ain't no way, because I don't allow the shit to go on, so I know my legal rights, so I know y'all motherfuckers shouldn't be allowing that shit to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood up over 10 times on my motherfucking property, and everybody in the motherfucking mama who done been out there been a witness, that they ain't never motherfucking went to jail, it ain't never a motherfucking happened. But when I was off of my property, with me and motherfucking Jit Red can be attested that we hanging out all night. Police rolling up and down, up and down, up and down. Nothing was going on. We doing our thing. But when he jump in the motherfucking van with me and we go off the motherfucking ride to the club, soon as we get a block away from the motherfucking, not to the club to take him home, which he stayed right around the corner now. He stayed on the little back end, two blocks away from the block. We bent one corner, soon we turned off the lot. I turned down one block, down another block. Soon we turned down the other block. We, four houses away from his house. They pulling me over. For what? I got a legal tag. Motherfucker say one of my brake lights is out. That's what he say now, my brake light out. So from the brake light pullover, he ran my license and everything straight. Why is you bothering the passenger? You right, you ran my information, everything straight. Why is you bothering the passenger? Because they already been watching. They already been watching Jit Red. They ain't been watching me. They been watching this nigga, which been unknown to me. So that's why you got to be careful who you put in your motherfucking shit. Hey, pull this nigga out the car. Yeah, you got warrants. We've been looking for you. What? Nigga knew he had warrants, though. Motherfuckers just don't tell you shit. Nigga, I ain't gonna tell you, dog, I got warrants. Which, I mean, I'd be more comfortable, so I know how to ride if you would tell me. I ain't like I give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Just put me down on what the fuck to get down on. Just leave me out there in the cold. And I don't know what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? I could have covered you, nigga. I could have like, nah, the nigga ain't in. Get in the back. You know what I'm saying? Or anything. Nigga, my van tinted all the way around. You know what I'm saying? You can't see in or out that motherfucker when I did have it. So you could have been covered. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. All right, y'all. All right, I got 2 more minutes to finish up. Goddamn 16 numbers. Shit. We got to get into the news. You know. Very important part of the day also. All right. Let's go ahead and clear through these, y'all. Everybody, repeat after me, goddammit. I'm still in class. I can't call. Until what time do I have to call? That must be Thug Pretty. Nigga, you got 4 to 5 more minutes. What the fuck? I say 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Why the hell are you going to ask? What? Nah, I ain't even send no text message back. You remember, people? God damn, some shit is just dumb. If I say, man, call the show, call 347-237-5125 between 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. That's exactly what I put. No, I didn't. I'm high. I'm sorry. Y'all, I got to apologize to myself. I told the bitch to call at 12:30. He talking about he in class. All right, so you can get a kudos for that one, homie. I'm about to ride you, because most motherfuckers, I normally just tell them 12 p.m. Everybody know 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. I know I done told them before my show is 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., period. But, okay. I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. You get one up on me. Most people don't normally get one up on me. So, hey, you got one up on me, Thug Pretty. That Thug Pretty hit me up, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? From Team Fetty. You know what I'm saying? Got his own solo, Shorty Go. I told him, you know what I'm saying? You call in this motherfucker, I'll play your shit. You don't call in this motherfucker, I ain't playing your shit. I got it though. You know that's how we do it, man. Everybody know how I do it, man. Anybody know how I do? Everybody know how I do. Matter of fact, let me show y'all something. Show y'all what I do. To wrap these last numbers up, man, we're going to make a toast. No, we got to turn up the swag shit. We got to turn up our goddamn swag. Get these numbers out of the way. Here we go. All right, y'all. Nia. You got to spit, y'all. You got to spit. Nia. If you don't see that little thing in the back of your throat moving, you ain't doing it right. Nia. That shit should be moving. Nia. All right, that's 9. Sting. T-I-E-N. Team. Like teen spirit. Teen is the number 10. Teen. T-I-E-N. Teen. Moving on. Elf. Alf. Like said Alf. A-L-F. But it's E-L-F. Alf. 11. Alf. Alf. You know the E is pronounced A. So Alf. Alf.
Alf.
Yeah.
Alf.
Alf. 11. Alf. 12. T-W-A-A-L-F. 12. 12.
12.
It's 12.
12.
It's still 12, shit.
No, it's basically all it is, dude.
Yeah, it's still the same. It's saying like with an off to it. It's like an off to it. 2 off. 12. It's still 12. It's like 2 off. 2 off. 2 off. But it's 12. 2 off. It's just 12 with an accent, with a heavy accent. 12. Like a bitch said, so 12. 12. 12. 12, motherfucker. If you don't understand that, fuck it. Bitch, you understand what the hell I'm saying? 12, motherfucker. Give me a number 12, bitch, and a goddamn shit. Number, Seth. Huh? What did I say, people? What did I just say? God damn it, I'm motherfucking testing y'all now. What the hell, 12th and Seth? We went to the restaurant. You wanted a number 12 and Seth. A number Seth.
Six.
That's what I'm talking about, God damn it. I will stop the music and give you applause, but shit, we got to keep it moving.
I wasn't listening quick enough. That's why I was like, huh, what'd you say? Hey. But what time the show comes on at 12? The show comes on at 12.
At 12. At 12, motherfucker. 12.
At 12.
At 12. And the bitch, ends at, oh, shit. I forgot 2. What the fuck is 2, y'all? Three. Oh, fuck. Man, we all failed, goddammit.
Is it Ian?
Who?
Is it Ian?
Oh, Ian is 1.
Oh, okay.
Noah is 0. Ian is 1. Fuck, is 2. God damn it, y'all. Shit. Yeah, fucking failures. Fucking failures up in here. Shit. We can't speak our own fucking language. We're stuck in this fucking Caucasian shit. Fuck. Motherfuck, man. It's all good. What's happening, man? No, we ain't learning Germany, man. The Trilateral Commission is complete in the building. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone said it, Jay. DJ motherfucking smells so good. Most powerful goddamn Trilateral Commission on the universe, comprising of Tampa, Florida, all the way to motherfucking Dallas, Texas, and goddamn the Sunshine State of California. We lock everything down in between and the shit everywhere around there. And we report that shit live to number 2, Madison Media. Huh? That's what's going down. Shouts out to Matt up in this motherfucker, what it do, what it don't do. And we learned the Afrikaans language. We are studying our numbers, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? We on the cardinal number 1. We on the 1 through 26. We on the number 12. Which is 12th, T-W-A-A-L-F, 12th, everybody? 12th. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Move it on.
13.
God damn, boy, them D's fuck me up. Boy, I'm going to swallow my tongue going to Africa and shit. Like, what half of my, well, my tongue going to Africa? I can't fucking try to say 13. Shit. 13. 13. D-E-R-T-I-E-N. Dartin. Fierteen, just like 4 is fear, you know what I'm saying? But it's spelled different, because 4 is V-I-E-R, so that's fear. But with the, when you, you know, switching it over to the teens, it's V-E-E-R, fierteen. You know what I'm saying? Same shit, though, same pronunciation. Fierteen. It's 14.
Say it again.
Same shit, 15. B-Y-F-T-I-E-N. The same numbers, they just putting the teen on it. So, 15. 15. It's like steen on it, though. 15. But you know, this is the white bitch telling us this shit, too. So, you know, we don't know what the fuck. If that's real, we stepping off teaching all, you know, talking goddamn British African and shit. Like, what the fuck is y'all talking about?
13.
Well, motherfucker, we learned off of goddamn BYKI, blaming on the alcohol, goddammit. Shit.
Five steam.
15. Keep it moving.
16.
That sounds Spanish. What the fuck is we learning Spanish?
16.
Don't it sound like a little Spanish chick? 16. How old are you, bitch?
16.
I'm 16. I'm 16. Bitch, get your ass away from me. You too young. That was Spanish to say to you. Come on, man. Still not shit, man. I I'm suing the world, goddammit. All y'all fucking languages, I want my motherfucking, I don't know, vowels back, goddammit.
13.
I'm suing for 13. Vowels and shit. I want my vowels and consonants back. Shit, I've been robbed of my language.
16.
Come on now. Don't that sound like little Carla and shit? You know what I'm saying? When you step to her like, damn, girl, you got a fat ass. How old are you, me or me guy?
16.
Exactly. 16. Bitch, get your ass out. I ain't Rick James, bitch. 17. Shit. Don't even fuck with him then.
17.
S-E-W-E-N-T-I-E-N.
17.
17. Madison Media Starship. Man, I ain't worried about you, Maddie. Y'all don't want to fuck around in space, man. Y'all don't want to fuck around in space, man. Y'all can get up in this motherfucker and goddamn, you be floating around. And next thing you know, they be like, Smell, I need help. I need help. I'm like, what's wrong, dog? I'm like, goddamn, Timmy, you beaming to my boy, yeah. Because I had to go ahead and show y'all. You know what I'm saying? Don't fuck with the outer space shit. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me walk over here and show these motherfuckers something about this outer space shit. Y'all hold on for a second, man. Y'all hold on, man. Let me get this motherfucking shit crunk up on you. So, hey, y'all had to work these motherfucking consoles and shit. You know what I'm saying?
What the hell is Goofy down there talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Madison Media, he going to come over and get taken over. You know what I'm saying?
We are the Borg. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Das Zimmer ist so laut. What the fuck? That is your language. I forgot what Zimmer is. That something is your language. That's what he's saying. Something is your language. That whatever is your language. Mexican. What the hell kind of Mexican speaks German? A German Mexican? Wow. That's some shit, I'm like a German Mexican and shit, dog. Ach, taco. What the fuck? That ain't right. That ain't right. All right, y'all, let's keep this shit moving.
17.
18. A-G-T-I-E-N.
Achtzehn.
Like y'all motherfuckers keep acting. 18. Get 18 before you want to fuck with me, chick. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, it says the room is too loud.
What?
That's what it translates to. The room is too loud.
Well, motherfucker, it was something like that. Shit. I know it was something loud. Shit, a laugh in the language. I don't know. Shit. Loud. Das Zimmer ist so laut. The room is too loud. I hail Dr. Martin Luther King. Hail Martin Luther King. Oh, my bad. Fuck Hitler. The hell going on up in here, man? Look at that shit. Fuck going on. Y'all thought I was finna do that? Hell no, nigga. Stop hitting me up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Talking about,
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Motherfucker, I'm not here, goddammit. It's Captain Smelly. And motherfucker has jumped off. You know what I'm saying? He's no longer on
board. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Motherfuck that. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Keep it moving.
Negentien.
Okay, y'all can go to www.byki.com. I don't know if y'all remember the website. Let me drop that. If you happen to be on the motherfucking bridge, you know what I'm saying, y'all can go and check that out.
KY?
BYKI.com. BeforeYouKnowIt.com, BYKI.com, fuck the Rosetta Stone or anything out there that's talking about pay to learn a goddamn language. Bitch, that shit is free. The hell going on?
Nigga thing.
If not, tune into the goddamn Starship's Melody Pride on Tuesday. And learn the language. Shit. Nigga thing. Let me hear your ass, Wood.
Nicotine.
We went back to Africa, we'd be fucked up right now. We'd be fucked up. Bitches want to hang us like the white folks and shit. Like, what the fuck? You motherfuckers. They call us motherfuckers and shit. You motherfuckers. You get up out of here, you motherfuckers. What the hell is y'all saying? Wow. All right, go ahead. Shelly J. See, you chopping. See, you chopping screw that motherfucker and shit. Michael Watson. All right, we're going to keep moving on. Bitch, I want to learn that one. Shit, go back. Shit.
20.
Give him a little 20 twang twog.
20.
Twintug. Twintug.
20.
T-W-I-N-T-I-G.
20.
Twintug.
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 E-N Twintug.
21.
E-N Twintug.
E-E-N-E-N-Twee. Twin Tug, goddammit.
Ian
Twin Tug.
Ian
Twin Tug. Ian Twin Tug.
Ian
Twin Tug.
Ian
Twin
Tug.
Ian
Twin Tug.
Ian
Twin Tug. Ian Twin Tug.
Ian
Twin Tug.
Ian Twin
Tug.
Ian
Twin Tug. Ian Twin Tug. Ian Twin Tug. 2021, goddammit.
Twee
and Twin Tug.
Twee and Twin Tug.
Twee and Twin Tug.
How old are you? Twee and Twin Tug. You are old enough.
Twee and Twin
Tug. What?
Twee and Twin Tug.
Dartug.
Dartug. Dartug.
D-E-R-T-I-G.
Dartug. I'm over Dark Tug, goddammit.
Dartug.
I'm Dark Tug Ian.
Dartug.
Let's see how you say that.
Viertug.
Viertug. V-E-E-R-T-I-G.
Viertug.
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 The G is actually an H. It's like huh. It's like a huh sound. So, Viertug. Viertug. You see what I'm saying?
Viertug.
The G is actually like an H. Viertug. Viertug. Viertug.
Viertug.
50. Actually, it's like, it's like that spit on the end. 50.
It's like saying FICA. I'm going to say like FICA. Don't people to take my damn money every month.
All right, y'all. That's what I'm talking about.
FICA.
And we are at motherfucking end of the nutty news for today. Somebody is hailing me.
Leave me alone. Energize. Energize.
Uh-oh. I don't think I got him. Fuck. Goddamn, Timmy, get your punk ass out of the way, man. We trying to get people on board and shit. Get your ass out that way, boy. Little motherfucker. Sorry, y'all. I had to straighten my help and shit. He all up in the way and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Getting rolled the fuck over.
Being my homeboy up in this motherfucker. We made the trilateral complete up in this bitch. Go
smell it.
Go.
Smell it.
We're not in Mexican.
Hey,
we got Mexican
kind of a drunk
coming
brother
up.
Brother, are you making all these brothers speaking German so goddamn early in the motherfucking morning?
Man,
what's
listen here, man. That's the problem, man. This is motherfucking Afrikaan, man. The Germans have been leading it all.
There ain't no Afrikaans. There's Afrikaans.
Motherfucker, Afrikaans, motherfucker.
Some Afrikaans.
I'm like Pretty Cat up in this motherfucker now. You're not an African. Bitch, what the fuck am I? You're a fucking black American. What the fuck is that? That's a goddamn nationality. The fuck, bitch? Get your ass out of here, bitch. Oh, fuck,
what's up, Sadie? What's up, Ashwood the German?
Ashwood the German.
Ashwood the German.
What up? What up? What up?
Manero,
Wood. Goofy, where the street
clean
is?
Clean my dog. What's up, really? Teddy?
Hey, where the street is that you were drinking that Milwaukee's best beer?
Being a homeless bum, I got to start drinking some Milwaukee's best.
Hell no. Milwaukee's best, people. Make sure you get yours. Not today.
Get pissed in a can by good old Milwaukee.
Piss in a can.
I wanted to call y'all Germans to see what the fuck y'all Germans are doing right now.
Hey, bro.
I know y'all ain't hailing Hitler.
We saw fucking. We say hell Martin Luther King, goddamn it. Well, hell no motherfucking Hitler up in there. Shit.
Man, I don't even hail Caesar fucking Commie Chavez, so don't even fucking try to give me that fucking political bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Tommy Chavez.
Caesar Commie fucking Chavez.
Chavez.
Who the fuck is that?
Wow.
You know who that is?
You know who Caesar Chavez is?
Never mind. I'm talking to a black German. I forgot.
Fucking Chavez. The drug dude?
No. Cesar Chavez.
Hey, y'all know how y'all have Martin Luther King? Well, we have Caesar fucking Chavez. So just put it down.
Okay, who was he? Who was he? A black conquistador?
Nah, he was a Mexican.
He was fucking black. He wasn't goddamn Mexican. He was black.
He was a motherfucking Mexican, and he stood up for fucking Mexican rights because there are farm workers out there getting punked around and all this other bullshit. So
Yeah. I watched the Channel 3 special on that. Yeah, I watched Channel 3. Eyes on the prize, nigga. Eyes on the prize. She's a shop. Yeah, I remember that shit. My dog stood up for him. Got his ass whooped over to jail and all that good shit. I understand that, brother. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, so.
Fuck is his day then? When is his day? When is she's a shop his day?
Well, you're asking the wrong Mexican because I don't give a fuck.
What kind of shit is that? Motherfucker, I know what Martin Luther King Day is. Shit. We need to have a Cesar Chavez Day. Because
you get a free fucking day off. That's how everybody remembers Martin Luther King Day off.
Yeah, they can't give Mexicans a day off. Shit, bitch, we have no fruit for a fucking week.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
One day off.
Day without a Mexican. Hey, y'all ever seen that movie, A Day Without a Mexican?
Oh, man. Hey, boy.
The world would probably fucking crumble.
We would have no bananas, fresh fruit and shit. Fucking the goddamn bases wouldn't be able to go in the trash can and get the old fruit out and come and sell it to the goddamn people in the stores and shit. You know, they actually buy that nasty shit out of the trash can, but hey, you don't know where it came from.
Well, anyways, I want to give a special shout out to my homeboy Bobby Red Eyes and my son Boo News chilling with me. And,
He off of house arrest.
Oh, yeah.
Well, been on house arrest for a minute, shit.
Well, anyway. All right,
y'all.
I just want to say what's up to my black Germans out there. Much love. And
Krute, my brother. Krute to you.
Yeah, Krute your own ass, brother. Well, I'll see y'all motherfuckers later. I'm going to have a show.
Man.
Probably out of this one.
Beam you up in a minute.
Sweep my dog, goddamn.
Time for the motherfucking nutty news of the day, people. Y'all already know what the fuck going on, man. Got all this weed up. We get the session. I want to pound some economical pressure out there. Economical pressure.
The problem will make it better.
This blind will make it better. I don't know about Obama. This blind will make it better. Oh, 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 ooh. My bad, y'all. Time for the motherfucking news, y'all. Nutty News Today is brought to you by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your nutty and off-the-wall motherfucking news. Please go there and check it out. And because some of the shit you know I be finna read to you might be like, well, goddamn, man, that shit could have never happened. But motherfucker, it did. Shit, I'm just reporting the goddamn news. Y'all hold on, man. I got to beam the residues of Goofy Bones' ass off of my motherfucking starship since he wanted to try to jump ship. There's the rest of your ass, brother. There you go. Get it the hell off the damn starship. All right, there we go, people. Let's go ahead and run through the news. We've got to run through the news. We got 19 minutes to run through the news. Cue up the African music. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh, wah, wah. Ooh, wah, wah. Actually, no, we're gonna go to old girl. We're going to play some African jazz. The motherfucker told me ain't no such thing as African jazz. Check this out. African jazz. It's Angelique Kidjo. This is called Akwaba. That's real. In the background. We in France, man. Yeah, we're taking the thing where a micro light pilot dies on the first leg of his charity flight. What the hell is a microlight? I don't know. A microlight pilot who set off to fly from the UK to Australia for charity has been killed on the first leg of his journey. Martin Bromwich took off yesterday morning from Gloucestershire Airport, but flew into thick fog over the channel and lost touch with his ground crew. Yeah. His body was later recovered 20 miles off the coast of France. In interviews before he left, Bromwich, a 49-year-old father of two, said it was important to be able to both read the weather conditions and land quickly if trouble arose. I guess he didn't do either of those. Yeah. Staff at Gloucestershire Airport raised the alarm when a signal from Bromwich's microlight suddenly stopped. That means he crashed, bitch. Yeah, fly that. All right. Oh, man, I'm finna get into some, boy, y'all better hold your chest. Oh, man, I got some shit coming up for you. First, we're in Baltimore, Maryland. Mystery visitor fails to show up at Edgar Allan Poe grave. What the hell that mean? A mysterious visitor who left roses and cognac at the grave of Edgar Allan Poe each year on the writer's birthday failed to show early Tuesday, breaking with a ritual that began more than 60 years ago. They're probably dead now, motherfucker, with their long Edgar Allan Poe shit. The tradition dates back to at least 1949, according to a newspaper account from the era. Since then, an unidentified person has come every January 19th to leave three roses in a half bottle. Goddamn, what bitch, it's supposed to be full. It's all how you look at it, people. It could be half full or half empty. You know what I'm saying? Of cognac. At Poe's grave in a church cemetery in downtown Baltimore. This event has become a pilgrimage for diehard Poe fans, some of whom travel hundreds of miles. About three dozen stood huddled in blankets during the overnight cold Tuesday, peering through the churchyard's iron gates, hoping to catch a glimpse of the figure known only as the Poe Toaster. Probably because he's gained so much attention, you stupid motherfuckers, that he wanted to keep the shit sacred, which is no longer sacred. It's now a fucking spectacle because you stupid motherfuckers want to bring y'all punk asses around, blowing smoke through the goddamn iron bars, making your goddamn selves apparent. Stupid bitches. Anyways, let's go over here to Taiwan, people. Where another man dies after watching Avatar. God damn.
Damn!
What the hell's going on this damn Avatar? A lady got shot in the damn screening in Mexico. I just read that. She was, you know what I'm saying? In the damn theater. Yeah, motherfuckers.
Fuck out of here. What the fuck going on?
What the hell? That bitch do got some hidden messages or something. Anyway, A 42-year-old Taiwanese man with a history of high blood pressure has died of a stroke likely triggered by overexcitement from watching the blockbuster Avatar in 3D. A doctor said, well, I mean, they even have the shit on site. If you got problems with seizures, this, that, bitch, don't bring your ass up in here and view no movies due to the high action rate. I got a friend who suffers, he can't play video games because he get that, what the fuck they call vertigo from playing videos and games and shit. So when the plane go like high and I do a loop-de-loop, oh yeah, I win because his ass go all spaced out on me and shit. And have to put the goddamn game down. his eyes can't compute quickly enough, you know what I'm saying, to register all the shit that's going on. Therefore, yeah, I win, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yeah. He got all spaced out and shit. Straight up, that bitch got to put the game down.
So,
I purposely do that. I purposely bust a loop-de-loop on his ass, and then I win, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, so is the message you're trying to convey to us that if you really want to win on Xbox Live, find somebody who got vertigo?
The hell call me? Yeah, man. I don't know. What the fuck? I win, even when shit. This is a serious note for people in Washington, D.C. This is just in. Traffic light shooting injures woman. This is just in. Breaking news, people. Police are searching for a pair of masked men whom police say opened fire at D.C. intersection, hitting an innocent woman in her car on Saturday, January 16th. Oh, well, this ain't breaking news, but just before 4 p.m. in the afternoon at the intersection of Suitland Parkway and Stanton Road, two masked men got into a fight with two pedestrians. Suddenly, the individuals fired shots at the pedestrians, said Police Inspector Angel Medina. Medina says the masked men missed their target and the bullet struck a car that was stopped at the intersection. The driver inside, a 50-year-old woman, was hit in the stomach by a bullet. Now, see, that is the same shit that happened at the other filming of the Avatar. You know what I'm saying? Two motherfuckers was fighting and shit, and then they end up shooting the bitch that they ain't even had nothing to do with it, though. Man. Anyways, the man identified only by his surname, Kuo, started to feel unwell during a screening earlier this month in the northern city of Hsinchu and was taken to the hospital. Mr. Kuo, who suffered from hypertension, was unconscious when he arrived at the Nanmen General Hospital, and a scan showed that his brain was hemorrhaging. Emergency room Dr. Ping Chin Chia said Tuesday, what the fuck is up with y'all names, man? Ping Chong Pong Kong Kong, and a bitch will be like turning around and shit like that's me. Like, motherfucker, I just made that shit up. It's actually a bitch name and shit. You know what I'm saying? Ying Tang Akong Pang King Pang. Who called me? Who called me? Damn, man. What the fuck? All right. I got to fire up my ropes to this one, man. Because this is some serious shit. I want everybody to hold their chest on this one, all right? On the count of three, I'm going to read this headline. And then this ain't a kick in the balls type headline. Well, this is a kick in the balls type headline. I'm already prepping you up for it. We're in Illinois, home of Obama, where a man bites off a cop's nipple. Oh. Y'all motherfuckers ain't got no nipples. What the fuck wrong with y'all? That shit ain't hurt. Shit, I expected everybody to be like, oh, my nipple. What the hell happened? Kick a brother out the house. Fantasia's in the news. She's kicking her deadbeat brother out the house. She's going to be broke. Poor Fantasia. All right, how the hell is she going to be broke? The big ass lips she got, shit, you need any money, girl. You already know what time it is. Yeah. My bad, y'all. Anyway, we take two puffs and then read a little bit more. An off-duty cop was allegedly bitten in the chest outside a Gold Coast bar Sunday night, police said. At 9:30 p.m., Fernando Cooper, 31, and an off-duty officer got into a physical confrontation outside Gibbs's bar and steakhouse. Police who witnessed the event say the officer identified himself, but the other man didn't back down and continued to assault the cop. Along with several punches that caused cuts to the officer's eye, the man also severely bit the cop's nipple. And the motherfucker, was hanging off. Ooh! Damn, boy, I gotta smoke one of that. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Damn, that hurt. Wow.
Oh, I feel like getting like a limbo stick and start limboing.
No, bit his nipple off.
Damn,
that shit hurt, man. All right. And then this probably, she would have got her ass whooped down here. But it's all good. We're in Hollandale Beach, Florida, where a woman is arrested for driving through the Martin Luther King parade. Now, I'm going to tell you, we was about to fight people for walking through our band setup. You don't never walk through a person's band formation. You feel me? You don't never walk through a military formation and see if a motherfucker don't step to your ass and be about to punch you in your motherfucking eye. You don't step through a person's formation, period. You see people formed up, you just don't walk through that bitch like, you know, excuse me. What the fuck? Oh, you like your music. You like your country's music. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Hey, I got some African neighbors, man. I'm going to start chill with them.
Oh, yeah. Don't tune into the show. Shit. You already know. Today is their day. Hell, we need them to come on here and help us with the damn language. What the fuck is you doing, Sally? Damn, man. You pulled their ass up.
I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to go knock on their door.
Man, that shit next week. Tell them, hey, man, this show wants y'all on their show. They learn in African, so we need y'all help in really, you know, bringing it on in. Because this shit we learned, this old goddamn Americanized version bullshit, is a hell to the nizzle. You know, we got to get the fuck up off of that. Ooh, wah, wah. We got to get back on our shit. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, wah, wah.
Yeah, they real cool, too. They real cool.
Yeah. She got rings around the neck and shit, bone in her mouth and nose. She ain't no real African then. Do they still hunt? She ain't no real African.
it's fine African over here, man. And just come to the campus, man, he'd be like, oh, my God. Like, where the fuck am I? I need to quit chasing these American women.
Damn. And, well, she ain't no looker. She's not a looker.
Oh, no. Like, it's some fine. I mean, there's some fine ones around here. A lot of them.
Yeah, it's a fine African women now. What? Beautiful, man. A Broward County woman is behind bars after police say she really nearly ran over children and officers as she drove through a Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade. A sheriff's officer reports says 37-year-old Latricia Samuel of Hollywood was arrested Monday on 13 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Among other charges, bail was set at over $65,000, and authorities say a police officer told Samuel she couldn't park near the parade's main route, so she drove off but directly into the parade's path. Yeah, bitch, I would have motherfucking whooped your ass. Wow, man, I always talk shit about cats, didn't I? And because the dog saved somebody the other day. Well, guess what, y'all? We're in Illinois, where a fucking feline alerts sleeping couple of house fire. Fucking pussy. That's what I'm talking about. Good pussy. Yeah. I mean, cat, people. Yeah. The white, brown, and gray tabby is credited with rescuing a couple from... couple by rousting them from sleep when fire broke out in their Wonder Lake home early Monday. But baby disappeared after everyone escaped. She's an inside cat, said her co-owner, Josh Ornberg, adding that a live trap has been set near the house. We'll find her in ashes. We'll find her. Ornberg spread in their, what? Ornberg said baby woke him and his longtime girlfriend, Letitia Kowalski, 7 months pregnant with twins, as far as spreading their home in the 7600 block of Brook Drive. Kowalski had fallen asleep on the couch, and he soon nodded off next to her. Kowalski's 13-year-old cat jumped on them, a rare occurrence for a cat that usually hides under the bed or the bathtub, Ornberg said. Man, it's just the Lord waking y'all dumbasses up. Get the fuck up, man. Did you smell smoke? Y'all ass up. Yeah, I'm sorry. All right. What the hell? Victim to speak from the grave in Peterson case. Yeah, in Joliet, Illinois. 6 years after she mysteriously drowned in a bathtub, Kathleen Savio is finally getting her day in court. Savio essentially will testify from the grave Tuesday, with witnesses expected to tell a judge in Illinois how Savio discussed and wrote about her fears that her ex-husband, former Bolingbrook Police Sergeant Drew Peterson, would kill her. The hearing is expected to provide the first detailed look at evidence prosecutors contend ties Peterson to Savio's death. You know you did that shit. All right, y'all. Last but not least, we're going to wrap this thing up. And motherfucking hard here. Yeah, because Somali pirates killed and fight over ransom for tanker. At least 3 Somali pirates were... Oh, shit, man. Fucking Somali. Hold on, people. Got to take a little... Take a little moment of silence out for this last one. This is for the Somali pirates, yeah. At least 3 Somali pirates were killed, 3 others wounded, in an overnight gun battle in the town of Herod here over the sharing of a ransom paid for the release of a Greek-flagged supertanker. Elders and pirates said the fighting started during an argument over the dividing of the ransom paid for the ship by Shine Musay, a pirate who claims his group hijacked the Marin Centaurus, said by telephone from Howard here today, 3 men died and 3 men others were wounded during the crossfire. Local elders are trying to mediate between the two sides. And that will do the nutty fucking news.
Nutty news of the day.
The day. All right, y'all, that's real, man. It's some more shit to read. You can go to www.nuttynewstoday.com and catch up on the latest nutty motherfucking news from around the world. And I mean around the world.
Wow! Hey, congratulations!
Oh, man. Congratulations.
Keep
going and shit,
keep firing. Spend some of that taxpayer money.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, brother. It's time to get the fuck on up out of here, man. And I'd like to thank y'all. Remember what the day is. You know what I'm saying?
Learn language Tuesday.
Motherfucker, I ain't relating that. Madison Media reports Jennifer Hudson will not have any more children unless it's by him. That's your news. Latest report, Madison Media. Number 2 wants to marry Oprah Winfrey and become rich. Peace out all my good black peoples and white peoples and Puerto Ricans and Gentiles, Jews, and Baptists, and priests, and whoever the fuck is listening to this goddamn show. Appreciate it. Y'all already know what the fuck is going down, man. We was out the building with my dog, Goofy Bone, man. It's my favorite song from motherfucking San Jose, California, man. Much love, Sandy J, the whole Trilateral Commission, Ash. Woo! This is Let's Learn the Language Tuesday. We is out, man. Start to smell the prize. You know what we about. Come up in this motherfucker tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy Martin Luther King celebration. Month long. Get ready for Black History Month, man. Going down. Going in real big, man. Let's learn language Tuesday.
Call you ready to fall, whisper in your ear just to see what's up.